Hello, just wanted to do a semi-serious boom, because up to now I've just faffed around with rowing-based stuff and fun-based stuff. I wanted to update a blog entry I made a while ago on my WordPress blog, which is Hominid. And I'll probably do this in writing as well, but I wanted to do it on audio boom just to see if I could manage to sustain something remotely intelligent rather than just making it all silly. And my blog post was about memories, and my thesis was really that most of your memories, most of your good memories, are kind of made and used by the time you get to about 18, and after that you only have a small number left. And I was saying in my blog post that I kind of, you know, I've had the lion's share of good memories now, and I can't see where any more good memories are going to come from as I get older. And at the time, that was my thought, and I was congruent and genuine. But now, reading that post back on my Hominid WordPress blog, I've changed my mind. Something I don't do very often, and I will probably put this in writing too, because I'll probably be more able to sustain a flow in writing than I can talking. Sustain an intelligent and coherent flow anyway. So how I see it now is slightly different. In the past, I've seen memories as big pictures that you are given and you have. And I thought big occasions were big memories, and smaller things were maybe not as important. But now I don't necessarily hold with that. I think I see it as a mosaic, and every small memory is a beautiful piece of colourful, glistening glass. Every small memory is important because in its own right it has an identity, and you put those pieces together and they tessellate into a big picture. So small memories are just as important as big ones, because without the small ones you wouldn't get to the big ones. So, you know, eating a meal with a loved one, reaching out and taking their hand, and listening to a piece of music with somebody you care about, laughing, meeting them in a restaurant. Umpteen small memories enter your heart and kind of gestate and eventually hatch into a glorious, effervescent, rainbow-coloured bird that manages somehow to soar and tessellate into a bigger picture. So I guess all I'm trying to say, in a fairly clumsy way, I'm a better writer than I'm a speaker, is that small memories are important, and the key to happiness, in my very humble opinion, is to find the beauty in small things, find the wonder in everyday things. And if you can do that, you can find these pieces of colourful glass, these pieces of tile, and eventually you can put them together to make a big picture. But you can't get to the big picture until you've got all the pieces in place. So all I'm trying to say is, don't discount the small memories, the small things, the small pieces of joy, the small pieces of wonder that somehow manage to crowd you, because they're important in their own right. They are important in their own right. Even if at the time they may seem small, in hindsight, they're important. I can think of lots of little memories that are beautiful and personal and lovely. So I hope you can too. And I hope you don't discount them, and you manage to lock them away somewhere and let them hatch and then put them in your in your mosaic. And one day you can look back at that mosaic and think, wow, that's a beautiful picture. All right, that's me, folks. Thank you very much.